You're ready, sir.
No. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is now 1 o'clock. I want to welcome all of you. Today is February 7th, 1 p.m. And we're going to call this meeting to order. Please rise. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please give us an invocation?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name. We thank you for our community members and for all the people that come before you today. We thank you for having the opportunity to meet and visit with these folks in your name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your time. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Tony Hart, would you please lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, Mr. Dornacap.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornacap?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay. Item 2A is Los Angeles County Chamber presentation. So at this point in time, I don't know exactly the format. I want to welcome all of you, Mr. Peters, and all of you. Certainly, we welcome the opportunity to meet with you. Also, if you want to come up, Jerry, to the podium, and pretty much the meeting is going to be yours.
Thank you, gentlemen. If you don't already know, I'm Jerry Peters, and I'm treasurer of the chamber. And we have two of our board members here, Kayla Torres, Claudia Henning, Amy Rossetti, our executive director, Jeremy. Since we're the only people on the agenda, I thought the least I could do is read the whole business plan.
I think that would be proper, but I think we already did that.
Okay. So, given that you've already read this plan, I just want to cover a few things and then open it up for questions. As you can tell from the numbers inside, we have a rather volatile cash flow bank account. And this is not due to the change. This dates back 20 years, up and down, back and forth. Nothing new here. I think one of the reasons why we have this issue is we're a very unique chamber for a town between 8,000 and 9,000 people. As you found in the plan, there are 10 cities in this population range. Four don't have chambers. Three have chambers without any employees. One combined with another town. And one is actually a successful chamber with multiple employees. And that's because they have the city's tourism money coming through. That town being Redlands, which is somewhere around where it is in the western part of the state. We've also had issues with COVID, obviously, effect on everything. And we've had an interesting board. Most of our board members today are new within the last year. We've had multiple presidents, and that doesn't help matters either. Our current board does not have a president, does not have a vice president. We decided for now we were going to operate with a co-leader, being Kayla B. She being the one with the age and experience, and I being the
I'm sorry, the good looking one with the beauty.
The beauty.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But the net net is we need to do what we really need to do. That's pretty obvious from the plan. Now we've got a number of events planned for this year. The coffee talks and the business showcases are something we've been doing over time. Nothing new, but they don't make a lot of money either. Santa Fe Trail Days, as most of you probably know, wasn't the most successful thing last year. We made a whopping $600 on it. This year we have an all new plan. Claudia's putting that together. We're going to have a parade to get people into town. pancake breakfast, lots of vendors, and all sorts of kids' activities and whatnot to attract people. So we expect this year's results will be a lot better. We have a new event planned at the Taste of Southern Colorado, which Kayla is heading up, to take a different approach to having an event in town. We had this last year's Shop Local, Shop Small, which was very successful. We had 63 different businesses participate in. As we pointed out in the plan, we were looking for some options to help our expense side or income side. It is possible, although not settled yet, that we can get a substantial reduction in our rent, which might amount to $5,000 or $6,000 a year. We're also currently applying for a grant, if we got it, could mean $25,000 to $40,000. But really, none of this is enough, because to run the chamber the way it should be run, we need more than just a, we need another person. So I think if we can get some money to get through the year successfully, we can probably generate enough income going forward to make this thing really work. As you know from the plan, the city gives us $10,000 in a membership fee. Last year we got a $2,500 grant from the county. And I think since this organization is named the Trinidad Los Animas County Chamber, that it would only be appropriate for the county to match the city in terms of funding. And I will leave it at that and leave it to your questions.
Thank you so much. We obviously at this point in time, and by way of information, the county, we begin the budget process toward the end of the year. And so one of the things that we do at the county level, obviously we have had conversations ongoing, but for us, it is important to note, just as a footnote, that our budget forecast and planning begins, and for, I think it's basically on the ongoing basis, but what the formal process, September, October, and we begin to go through the process, and then of course approve it at the end of the calendar year. So, but first of all, you know, thank you for the information, Jerry. This is, there's a ton of information in here, and we understand the importance of the chamber. I personally have given many years of volunteer hours to the chamber back in the early 2000s. I was pretty involved with the chamber, and certainly a lot of opportunity for economic development. So for that, we say thank you on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners. So just wanted to put that footnote in there, but I'm gonna yield the floor to my fellow commissioners for any questions they may have as well.
Great, thank you, Chairman. Jerry, guys, thank you for being here. You've been to a lot of our meetings, Jerry, and you know we ask a lot of good questions before we get information.
Especially you.
So my question is, there's a few of them actually. And I'm gonna start off with a comment. History of being in business in Trinidad for over 30 years. And the chamber always seems to have this same occurrence on an annual basis. Oh. And it turns out to be, it's a money issue. Sounds same side with the county. We have the same issues. Where we're going to get revenue, how we're going to find funding. But in over the 30 years, I wasn't a member of the chamber until about 6 months ago, when we had a presentation, I don't know if you were here or not, with Amanda and Amy, and you were here too. And I said, come see me tomorrow. Come bring me an application. You sold me. It never happened.
That's not true, sir.
4 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
Two or three weeks later. So 2 or 3 weeks later, when you come in my business, of any business of my doing, and I say, sold, come see me, let's do this. And I don't know if it was an illness or something was causing, but there wasn't, you weren't just the only member. There was many other members that could have come and take care of me. So how do you be prosperous in an organization when you can't even fulfill a request like that. And I'm not blaming anybody or saying, pointing fingers. I'm saying this is a broken record, not just what this membership is here for the last 20, 30 years. You even mentioned it. We have these problem finance problems for 20, 30 years. So, having said that, how do you gain more business? How do you gain more revenue? Is there any thought process with the Chamber Board over the years to become a taxing district of any kind, other than relying on a handout from the city from their fundings? Now, maybe their funding mechanism from their hospitality tax, is that what it is, their tourism tax? Maybe that is dedicated, I don't know, I haven't seen the city ordinance on
that. Apparently, according to the city, because of this one town that has the tourism within the chamber, there's some law they passed at the city that says that can't be the tourism part of the city.
So you're not receiving any funds from the city on the tourism side or the hospitality side? Or
now,
we come up to the podium, that way we can record you. Come on up to the front, because if not, we won't be able to hear you.
I approached this to the tourism board.
We are recording it, so if you want a copy after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all, the meeting is being
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. I approached the tourism board in regards to this very issue, and from what they told me, that when the tourism tax was passed to support the tourism board, it was expressly deleted that the Chamber of Commerce would receive any of those funds. The chamber that Jerry mentioned in their town, in their municipality, they actually said that the chamber would be part of the tourism board and therefore the funds would come and support the chamber. They do the same thing at the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce. They receive in 21, $1.7 million of lodging tax. The majority of that goes to their tourism efforts, but part of that is the expense of running their Chamber of Commerce. And I spoke to Dwayne over there at length in regards to how that all
over
functions.
Over where, Pueblo?
At Pueblo, right. They have two chambers over there, where Pueblo is the one that's connected to the tourism lodging taxes. So we, as a chamber, are expressly prohibited from receiving any lodging tax. But that being said, the tourism board does support our efforts in the way of advertising and have done that with us with the shop local. So we do receive funds for this very individual.
So in the tourism budget here for $7,900, what do they see? That comes from the tourism department or that comes right out of your budget?
Which are you referring to?
I saw a tourism dollar here somewhere. Or, I'm sorry, advertisement dollars.
Right, that was on the shop local program.
This is for next year.
But does that come from the tourism board?
I am approaching them.
Okay.
They have a grant cycle, and we're going to them for our advertising costs.
Right, for both the Santa Fe Trail Days and the Taste of Southern Colorado, we will ask for a grant to cover advertising.
Who's the grant through?
To the tourism board, they have a grant allocation
through the
process.
Local tourism board, okay.
Correct, and they have their limitations on it. Okay. It doesn't include your signage and things like that, but any advertising that extends more than 50 miles from Trinidad.
Okay, so back to my question.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this, I like to get into the weeds here and go nitty gritty with money and the finance.
Yeah.
So the advertising was $7,860, which you'll expect, but you can only get requests so much from them. So my question is, the comments were brought to us, the opening statements, and since we are Trinidad Los Angeles County Chamber of Commerce, maybe the county should pay the same as the city. Great. And that's a good statement to state. So my question regarding that comment is, how many businesses outside of the city limits are board chamber members?
That's a great question.
I have the answer.
Awesome.
Excuse me.
And 10% of our members have addresses outside of Trinidad.
No, how many members of a business community outside of the city limits are members? So, say Hops and Vines was located in Branson. We have any businesses in Branson, Kim, Aguilar, Walsenburg? I mean,
we have 114 members. We have 11 members whose addresses are not Trinidad.
Okay.
So 10%, 10-11%.
Right, which means your county outside the city limits.
Okay, so that's a, the funding you do get is from your grants, the $10,000 from the city.
Yeah, they want it recorded as a membership.
They want it what?
They want it recorded with us as a membership. That's up to them. I'd be happy to put it in as membership if that's what they want.
And then the rest of your expenditures are here, insurance and liabilities. Okay, I'm just trying to get my head around your budget and request of funding and how we move forward. Has the, when I was mentioning the broken record, how do we retain, how do we better retain board members? Because in the 7 years I've been sitting at this chair, I've seen the boards change in 7 years. And from how many of your original members here today with us? For the past 7, 8 years or so?
No, there's no original.
Yeah, so how do we fix that? I mean, how does the chamber fix that and keep that board? Because what's happening in my observance of this, my opinion is, we have people come in, they got great ideas. You guys sold me on what you had working 6 months ago, and then, you know, didn't act on it. And it gave a bad taste in my mouth. So how do we change that? But how do we keep continuity with your board members? Because that's what's going to assist your membership to stay flush and continue to grow. So
absolutely.
Funding is number one of that. That's number one, that to be able to offer some of your board members a cup of coffee, something when you have your board meeting, without out of their pocket expenses, without doing something to entice them to come in, not financially, but some sort of an offset of a monetary gain. So that would be one thing. Another thing is a possible this board coming together and asking for a special district tax. Has that ever been a thought process? So you have continual funding indefinitely from the residents of the county, not just the city limits, but as a special district tax, just like our ambulance, our fire districts, and everything else that they do to operate. That'd be another option for me to look at as a chamber member. I don't know if you can legally do so or not. You'd have to check with the Secretary of State, and we'll get some legal advice, but I don't see why you couldn't.
Apparently, back in the late 2005 to 2010, there was a tax that the chamber got, and then it wasn't voted in again, so it hadn't been sent. And we had a chat with Felix here, and it's probably a couple year process to get that kind of thing going.
So it might have been a city sales tax or something, a city tax that wasn't renewed.
Right.
So a special district tax would be indefinitely, it would be on the mill levy, right, for the different communities.
But it's not a short term.
No, it would be forever. So that might be another option to help fund this. I know it's hard to have an executive director if you got no money to pay him. So how do we fix this problem of fixing this revolving?
Well, your comments about the board are perfectly appropriate.
Right.
I am familiar with the last two presidents of the chamber. What we got to make sure that we, when we add new members of the chamber, that they don't think they're more important than the rest of the board. I'm going to be polite about that.
Big fish in a small pond?
And they don't have an agenda.
A shark in a small pond. And that's really critical. And right now, the board really works well together. That's why we feel we can move forward. Gail and I work well together. We think we've got a good plan for this year. We think we'll be successful, but we really need Amy pulled up.
Are you going to plan on doing anything out in the smaller communities? I mean, if you're trying to get membership, and we did this when I was on the chamber, you have events out in Kim, and you have an event in Branson or out in Aguilar, where you participate in the events they already have, and you can generate some membership sometimes that way. That's what we do.
Right. Well, events come with work.
So,
and for now, our view was we need to focus on the things that we can do to get the maximum gain with the amount of people that we have and the money we have. Yes, we need to expand out into the county. We need to get more non-city businesses. There's tons of opportunity, but I think we've got to prove that we know what we're doing.
Yeah. So a comment on the funding mechanisms for county commissioners. for an organization to come to this board, our constituents here come and say to us, you gave this money to the Chamber of Commerce, what do they do for the businesses in Aguilar? And I think I had that comment at our last meeting when we visited with them. How do we justify as commissioners giving this X amount of dollars? And for me, it would be the revenue we get from the sales tax, of course.
Right.
So I do have an answer for that, right? But for not for the constituents that live at Honi or in Segundo or in Stonewall. And so that's the thing, that the outreach from the chamber needs to be there to assist the commissioners in justifying that expenditure. So Commissioner Felix Lopez mentioned our funding process starts in October. So that kind of is, it should have been here back then, and I'm sure you guys are all new in the last few months, right?
No.
So we're looking at, in the future, October. Now, it doesn't mean there isn't money available. We have a grant process that is available right now. Have you guys applied for the grant for this year?
We're gonna apply for it. I was waiting for this meeting to see what we talked about here today. We will fill out the grant application.
So how many other entities other than the Chamber of Commerce? So here's, we have a group of individuals that do the awards process of this. It doesn't come before the commissioners. There's a panel. And say, for example, one group, maybe nonprofit that has, let's put Noah's Ark for example. I believe in the years past, they have the shelter and then they have the store. And I believe both of them qualify for a grant, if I'm not correct. So does the chamber have other types of, maybe you can line item if this would be for Santa Fe Trail Days or this would be for somebody, I don't know. It'd be up to that panel. But whatever outside or different revenue application sources can be added to, instead of just asking for one, or you ask for a larger chunk of money, one of the two.
Well, we asked for a larger chunk of money last year and got 2,500.
Well, so maybe by being here today might assist in that.
But it appeared to me last year, seeing what grants were awarded, they were all basically $2,500 across the board.
And you know, under 501c6, which is your IRS designation, I don't know that it would do for the review board that we have for the nonprofits. I would say writing the legend of what we're talking about in there, and not necessarily, I would personally say, you know, one application probably would suffice. We have a copy of this. It's 501c6, it's one. You have many responsibilities and obligations, so we understand that. So, and you know, and for the, one of the questions I was gonna ask was, for us, we get a phone call. In fact, we took a recess for lunch and I spent my majority of the time answering to a phone call on a session that we had this morning. So the question is going to be exactly what Commissioner Lopez is saying, is what does the county get? And this is, what is the value for the dollar that you are investing in? We know that there is a huge economic impact to our community if we don't do these kinds of things. So just kind of a comment, Jerry, but let me go back and under the home rule charter, and I don't know anything, you know, from that perspective, so we're thinking out loud. I think Commissioner Luis Lopez puts the idea back again, and Mr. San Esteban raised his hand when I believe the comment was made. When was that special fee being collected? I think you said 2002?
It was 2008 to 2012. It was a half-cent sales tax, severance tax, that then commissioners and Bill Cordova went to the voters for. They only did it for 4 years because they didn't want the county to be obligated, the county residents and the taxpayers on that, to be obligated over time. They wanted to send it to them in 4 years. Unfortunately, they didn't go back to the voters in 2012. But it did help out, I believe it was 15 nonprofit businesses through the half-cent sale, the severance tax that was passed. It was passed by 53%, so.
So severance tax on what?
It was from the sales tax.
So sales?
Yeah.
Sales and use, okay.
Yeah, sales tax. countywide sales tax to collect that, but, you know, just kind of a thought, and I want you all to know that definitely, I mean, this is important to the entire county and city and all of us, because you're promoting economic development. What's in it as a new business for me to sign with the chamber? Well, you have the elevator speech, and then you have a business plan that tells a story. That's one thing. What am I going to get? Am I going to get an increase of traffic, if you will, and that kind of thing? So that is the sales component of what we have here. And then on the, you mentioned here that there is one chamber that actually has the mill levy through the tourism tax. Is that indefinite when it was passed within the city, or could that be amended? Is there, does council have an opportunity? So I think there is a lot of opportunity in there to continue the conversation and communication for possibilities. And Ms. Henny?
In regards to the first part, why be a member of the chamber and why continue to be a member of the chamber? We have since last summer put together different programs to address those matters in particular. And they're only as good as people participate in them. One in particular, which I think it was a huge benefit to this area, is a networking for other businesses in what we call our coffee talk. It was originally entertained, yeah, I believe you also attend, Felix. It was very well attended. We are continuing with this event. And our last one that we had over at the Space at Create area was very nicely attended. The folks here have to be encouraged as to how to use these kind of events, and we're working on that too. And that's done through our conversations directly to the members as to how they can utilize it to help their businesses. We're entertaining a member-to-member discount in order to build that up. There was a networking here on Main Street that just died and went away. We haven't seen it resurrected by any other board, commission, or authority, or district here in the town of Trinidad. So as a chamber, we're trying to pick up the loopholes of doing that. Why they should be a member of the chamber is by our exposure for their businesses and the way that we address it on our social media, which has become very proactive. We also share their information to the other members that we have by not only the social media, but door to door. And all this takes time and effort, and we have one staff member and a volunteer board. If you are aware as to nonprofits in the area, they are all having problems with their board membership because of the amount of time taken. To do this right, it requires like our board members to work at least part-time just on chamber issues. So I appreciate what you're saying. I do feel that this month was the first month that we did not have any attrition. We have in month after month after month been losing members, and we have paid attention to this. And January came through, we added members, and we didn't lose any. They all renewed. So I think we're finally getting over the cusp as to the issues that we've had with the current programs that we've offered. And the Shop Local program showed that we could reach out in the community. I heard you, Mr. Lopez, when you said that this wasn't just Trinidad, this was a Trinidad Los Angeles County. So we represented Aguilar and Stonewall in our efforts for that program. So it takes time
right.
to get these wheels moving, but I think that we are moving in the right direction, and we would like to continue to do that kind of work.
Thank you. And now that I asked the hard questions and sounded kind of gruff and rough, I'd like to just state for the record that how successful I'd like to see this organization become again. I remember many, many years ago, my band would play the Santa Fe Trail Festivals. There'd be 3,000 people downtown attending these festivals. And last year, you did make that comment that it was very dismal. And I really want to see that flourish and come back to see that, that kind of excitement downtown Trinidad and all the other programs that have done the best. So how do we fix the revolving door? I don't know, but I'd love to be part to help with that, whether it be a funding mechanism some sort. Maybe the county can look at something with the city or vice versa with a special district. Maybe you can discuss that with your board members and move forward with that. Retaining board members. I don't know your bylaws of your organization or how you become an officer of your organization, but that might be something your board looks at as well. How do we entice more people to come on board with you? Maybe it's an election being held. Maybe it's with business owners so they take more ownership in it. Those are things that I would address if it was me, if I was on your board, and try to figure out how we can retain board members without being the shark in best waters that are like-minded for businesses. Just some positive things. I think we can assist. We do have one of our members here that is one of the seven panelists, Ms. Corbley, on the committee that can pass on this information when that application comes forward to that panel. I don't know how they will rule. It's not in our hands, like I said. That's why we set up a panel of panelists of folks to do so. But how can we help you get to that next level? I think in October when we start doing the budget hearings, that would be one process now. I don't know if we can look. We can't really even discuss it here. It's not an agenda item or a topic other than your presentation. But the board can take it under advisement and have our staff research to see if there is any contingent money available at this time. Because I what I'm hearing is your request was to match the city's at $10,000, if that's what the request was in the beginning. Is that kind of what you're thinking, Mr. Peterson?
Well, that idea was promoted by the mayor.
Is he here? Oh, no. Can't call him out.
And why was when we presented to the city, his comment was that the county pay like we do. That was his comment.
Yeah, I wish they paid the jail, too. Pay their share. They don't pay nothing for the jail.
Let me interrupt that conversation.
The thing that we're doing this year, Claudia's really heading up, is the chamber can't worry about all the things that go on at Santa Fe Trail Days.
Right.
So we're going to have another different organization do the pancake breakfast, somebody else do the kids' games, somebody else do the parade. Because if you try to do it all, we don't have enough people.
Reach out to the Knights of Columbus. I'm a member.
Okay. That's the only one I have.
So, Paul Montero or John Pierce at Holy Trinity would be the contact for them. Maybe those guys can assist. Yeah, you know, the chamber is holding the luncheon next week, next Wednesday, and the county is a sponsor. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, Amy Craig does. It's all fixed.
With Amanda, I got an email that it was a different group the other day.
It's all fixed now.
Okay, so Whichever Partners is a board that I've been on for 7 years. We're going to be doing the presentation, and we are the sponsor, whatever the fees were, $100, $125 for the sponsor, being the sponsor for the luncheon. Whichero Partners, we're going to pay. Less than
yes, $10. It's $150.
Okay, so, and then for probably two lunches or three or four, whatever. So make sure you invoice us, or do you need that in beforehand?
I'll
invite
you.
Okay.
She is good at that.
Okay. So we're looking forward to doing this. And Otero Partners is an organization that I've been sitting on for many years. It's a Los Angeles County, Otero County organization that lends money to small businesses. And what a perfect venue to do a presentation at the Chamber of Commerce Luncheon. I've been trying to get this done for about 6 or 8 months, and we're finally getting it done. If you can, reach out to all the banks the next few days and invite the VPs or presidents to come, because they really could benefit from seeing another lending mechanism for their borrowers that can't get traditional funding.
Okay, I'll reach out to them.
I'll be calling them as well, because I wanted to see success in it. But those types of things, you know, the luncheons are great. Where's it at? Trinidad State?
Yes. Yeah.
But we'll take under advisement, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking on behalf of the board here, but that's the only way we have to move forward with this type of stuff, is looking to see if there is any available additional funding, maybe to match or to look at, and I'm speaking on behalf, at a contingent funds or whatever grant that you might get. So we will research it at this point, but move forward with the grant process right now and get with Ms. Corbley What we want to see is successful. It's not that we don't, we just have a lot of questions, and we don't understand why that funding mechanism for the tourism went away either. Now, we know why for Mr. Santa Stevens, that it wasn't put back on the ballot, and that's through that current Board of County Commissioners way back then. But as of right now, why was it taken away from the city if it's in their documents that I think you were researching just now? So that's another thing you can research and see why it's taken out. Maybe City Council made the ruling, David? But if it's in writing, if it's in their home rule charter, they cannot, and they're against their home rule charter. So, you know, there's some research that you can do. I've read the home rule charter. It took me about, I don't know, three hours, and in depth, you know, maybe 2 hours. It wasn't that long. So you can research that. So that's all I have, but I want to see you successful, and I look forward to the luncheon next Wednesday with Danelle, and we might have one or two county commissioners from Otero County.
Is his name Bob? He told me he was coming. It's one of the commissioners.
Okay, good.
Oquist.
Oquist.
Yes.
Rob.
There you go.
Rob Oquist.
The, I think looking at this whole process, Mr. Peters, there is enough in there to begin to build and fill the voids. So appreciate your opportunity to keep up the conversation with us. I think, you know, from the perspective where we're sitting at, there is the goodwill to partner with all of you. So at this time, since we have a good looking one talking today, I'm going to ask if there's anybody else here that would be, yes, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Let's go to comment. You talked about the chambers, part of the task is to promote business and that type of stuff. What have you promoted outside of the Trinidad city limits?
If I may, actually, yeah.
Here comes the knowledge.
That's right.
We do work good together. No, but living and working in the county, I think making sure that there's a relationship between the chamber and the county is really important to me specifically. I wanted to touch on a few things. If you do get a question as to why would the county support the chamber, what are they doing for the county? One is we did discuss having coffee talks out in Branson or out in Kim, maybe every once in a while moving things out there. We do have a meeting set with Victoria from Monument Lake. I know they have their big music festival. I would love to get vendors from not just Trinidad, but other businesses to go out and partake in those. We did have a few that participated in the Shop Small Shop Local program, which is really exciting. And then the Taste of Southern Colorado, because very easily could have been a Taste of Trinidad, but being the Los Angeles County Chamber of Commerce as well. We're teaming up with the Trinidad Economic Development Group and hopefully our Economic Development Group to make sure that it's inclusive of all of our counties as well. If that answers that question.
You are the voice of wisdom.
I don't, but I see you.
As far as
just a thought, absolutely. And I don't know if you get to each specific business and what they have to offer, but I'm on your website and I don't see anything about the airport, but perhaps that's something that you could add to it. And also, I look down, picking on you guys here, look down at our sponsors and partners. I see Trinidad, the city of Trinidad, Trinidad State.
So I'm excited about that too, because I'm a big website girl. I do the website for the month. I know we've discussed it. It's a really good project to revamp our whole website. What we would like to do is for the businesses in Trinidad and Los Angeles County that don't have a presence on Google. So if you were to Google your liquor store and nothing was to pop up, or if you don't have a website, what I would like to do with our website is to provide a link and a featured page on our website for businesses in the county that don't have websites, so they can get that online presence. We also do a lot of Facebook recognition as well for new members and past members, or I'm sorry, events.
But I noticed that Los Angeles County is absent.
That's an easy fix for us. We'll get you guys on there.
We admit the website needs work.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a project that's very well on our radar.
You know what? And again, I've been looking at the same thing. I think on that one comment, when I spent my years at the college, one of the things that we would do is get testimonials from students. You can do very well do that from businesses. The reason I'm a member in the chamber, you know, 15 seconds promoting my business is such and such, and this is why. Just a recommendation, not necessarily saying this is where you need to be, but I think the word of mouth, and then when I do a Google search, Trinidad Las Animas, I don't know if it's my search engine, but it didn't bring it up. I have to type the whole thing. So the moment, I don't know if you have to enhance the Google search, but there's so many things from the background to promote what you have here. I mean, it's the membership, it's, and like you're saying, it may need some work, but it's a pretty good foundation.
So I'm trying to crunch numbers in my head real quick. So David, back in 2012, that half cent sales tax went away?
Yes, they didn't go back to the voters for it.
Okay, so I'm trying to crunch numbers in my head. 10 years later, 2022, we're bringing in for the half cent sales tax for the district attorney $1.3 million a year, Christy?
I'm sorry.
That we're bringing in annually for the half cent public safety tax, about $1.3 million?
Yeah, maybe.
So say 10 years ago, it was even cut in half. $700,000. How much did the chamber get back then, and where's the rest of that money? Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering, what happened to that revenue?
Well, I think what Mr.
Were you audited at all? Do you have an auditor that comes in and audits your books annually?
No.
No.
Was it designated just for the...
No, not just for us. It was designated for 15 other nonprofits in Trinidad.
Okay.
And
I want to research that.
Yes, sir. Yes, Commissioner.
When does the nonprofit grant...
It closes February 24th at 4 p.m.
Sure. Yes,
we have it all through the...
Like I say, I wanted to wait until what we found out today.
And when I research this with the clerk's office, I'll get with Ms. Apple, and to see exactly what that ballot measure entailed back then, and maybe that's something that this board might want to come, your board, might want to come before the commissioners to request us to put on the ballot again. And that can be, if it was done legally back then, it could be done legally again as well. We'd have to go through our legal counsel and all that stuff. But this, you know, instead of a special tasking district, maybe it'd be a sales tax for this entity. So there's options, guys. But you can't come to us at the 11th hour and say, can you give us 10 grand? I mean, that's the hard part. We have to plan, especially that lady right there. That's why the county is really, really good with our finances, is because of the work that her office does and keeps us.
And in the last presentation, I remember telling Amanda, you got to be here in September, you know, to do that presentation. And yeah, anyway, you got to...
But I want to see you successful. I really
do. Yeah. We've all participated on the chamber one way or the other.
The reason we're only here today and not 3 months ago, because I started as a treasurer the first year, and we started seeing the line of losses month to month. But we were hoping that membership, we could counterbalance some of that. Well, in the short term, that hasn't worked. And, you know, we're to the point of having to make decisions we don't like to make.
Right.
That's why we're here.
And another recommendation, if it do move forward with a taxing type measure of any kind, or even if you ask the city why they quit giving you money out of that taxing tourism or the hospitality industry, maybe you do an election of your board members as well, so they can hold the feet to the fire of the other elected officials' offices too, especially if you have a taxing district. You're going to need to have, I'm sure, probably by law, a board that's elected board, or not elected through a, but elected by the, I'm sorry, officers elected on the board. So you'd have to have a president, just like you do now, I'm sure.
But you made the comment that we came too late to ask for the money. Better to be late and get turned down than not to come at all, quite honestly. I do have a question, though. I think the membership fee for the organization of the county with number of employees would be $750 a year. Is it not reasonable that the county, being named in the chamber name, at least be a regular member of the chamber? I'll leave that up to you.
In October would have been perfect.
Yes. You talked about that you believe after the first of the year that you'll be generating enough revenue to at least break even. Is that based upon these events that you have in your business plan and or some other source of revenue that
Yes, I think, you know, everything is, a guessing game.
Right, I understand, you can't.
You know, the profit numbers for Santa Fe Trail Day is at $4,000. If we're really successful, it could be $10,000 to $12,000. But when you're putting together a budget, you don't take the optimistic position. You take a conservative, realistic position. But just based upon the way things have been going, even in a few weeks since we put this plan together, I'm more and more optimistic.
What's the business fee for businesses in the community to be a member?
$200.
$200?
For 1 to 5 employees, it's per employees.
And for the county?
$750 for 35 plus employees.
And what do you offer with that? What comes with that, with the $750?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if maybe the luncheons were free, or I just didn't know what came with the $750.
No, nothing in that regard.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be trying my answer.
No,
it's just so obvious to say that.
You know, they got to go to the chambers and they ate for free. No, okay.
You know, sort of like the government answer to the question, what do you get from the tax you get?
Well, anybody else, any other questions?
I got a question real quick.
Go ahead.
On the shop local, shop small, and you said you had 54, 63, I believe, 63 businesses? Are they all?
In 2019, we had less than 40.
Are they, they're all empty?
No, we did not require a membership.
I would.
Well, this was our first year to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, and we wanted to open it up to everyone. As it turned out, the majority were our own members.
I found it interesting because I went out to Aguilar to collect the tokens that were left over in the hardware store in Aguilar. We gave 40 tokens, you had 2 left over. So he was obviously promoting it as a business opportunity. So, that's good.
That was a discount program, right? 10% off or something?
Nope. It was.
A couple years ago. What was it a couple years ago? 2 years ago.
It was for a gift certificate. You had to get 4 tokens and you received a $20 gift certificate.
Oh, you got those chamber bucks.
Chamber bucks.
And chamber, yeah.
This was years ago. I still got a drawer full.
I wasn't quite sure how the chamber bucks worked.
I didn't either. I never redeemed them.
So you can turn those in when you sign up the membership.
Right. We'll take
we'll
them back.
We are you there tomorrow?
For you.
They're in
are
my
you there board. Tomorrow? Yeah. I'll be there.
Maybe. I check my calendar. Monday mornings for sure.
That's right.
David, do you have a comment?
I just want to thank you guys, commissioners, county staff, for letting us come here today. And being able to present something to you to see if you can help us. So if there's any other resources besides county money, grants, outside funding, state, federal, if there's any aid that you can give us, please give that to us. We're just looking for some help to keep the chamber going because it's a viable part of Trinidad and Los Angeles County. But we really do appreciate your time and effort to come here and listen to us. And if there's any other questions you have, Amy's great in the office or you know the board because we have a lot of these meetings. We just appreciate your time and thank you very much.
Well, thank you all for being here. And certainly we are chapter one of communications. We appreciate you all and submit a grant.
And we appreciate the beauty and the beast.
I have to turn that around.
You got the beauty and the beast. Really?
Any other comments for the good of the order? I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Yes.